Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Protect our wild spaces. Protect Milan Bottoms. I'm Julia Van Houten. In our rapidly urbanizing world, wild places serve as vital connections to nature. The ecosystem services they provide are invaluable to both humans and wildlife, as they create habitat, water filtration, flood control, and recreational opportunities. When development is proposed to encroach upon these areas, it's becoming increasingly important that we scrutinize the necessity of development as well as the impact it will have on the surrounding ecosystem. This is happening now in Milan Bottoms. Milan Bottoms is a natural area located off 78th Avenue West between Milan and Andalusia, covering approximately 3,500 acres of wetlands, sloughs, and bottomland forests. It's prime habitat for some endangered species like red-shouldered hawks, as well as common species like beavers, herons, and migratory waterfowls. Most notably, it features the largest documented wintering night roost of bald eagles along the upper Mississippi, a species known to be sensitive to noise and light pollution. Milan Bottom also boasts access to recreational activities such as hiking, kayaking, and wildlife observation. According to an article written by Maddie France with WQAD, across Bali's Casino in Rock Island, 10 acres of land are slated for a dispensary and a truck stop. While the construction may not be directly on Milan Bottom's lands, it has the potential to disturb the surrounding areas through a multitude of factors: light pollution from the parking lot and businesses, noise pollution from vehicles and services, and most notably, harmful runoff from road salt, gasoline, motor oil, and other contaminants that could further degrade water quality and disrupt sensitive aquatic populations. While bald eagles are no longer on the endangered species list, special protections are still in place to ensure that their human interaction and disturbance is minimal. Public access to the preserve may also become limited in this area, as there has been no clear answer yet as to how construction will prioritize the public's accessibility to the area. If you wish to learn more about the construction, there will be a public meeting held on March 17th at 5:30 p.m. at Rock Island City Hall. And there is a Facebook page titled Save Milan Bottoms with a link to a petition. There is no better way to improve wildlife habitat than to ensure the public's access to quality wetlands. Let's take measures to conserve them and keep that opportunity alive at Milan Bottoms.
WVIK Riverways. Essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.